What does your life look like after music? Can you see that? Can you see what that looks like? And what does it look like if you can see it, basically?
Oh man, Alpha doesn't play games with questions, boy. Jeez.
The first thing that sort of came to mind was like being like Jack Black in School of Rock. I can't imagine when my son gets older, I would love to like go to the primary school and do the music class or something. I can imagine that would be fun.
For me, it's identity that plays a massive part in that, and like, who am I without music?
If you've grown up sort of in the environment I've grown up in, there's people that have put down their dreams every day.
We're very lucky to be in a position that we can live off of doing this.
And I walked in and there was this girl with headphones on and she was just spinning around dancing in the middle of the lobby. And I was like, see, this is what I mean. And a massive black trench coat with like big sunglasses on. And she just didn't, this was just her, how she is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's living her best life. She's doing her thing.
She's a proper artist.
Hello.
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 And welcome to the Are We Live podcast with me, Alpha.
Me, Jordan.
Me, Barney.
If it's your first time here, thanks for being here. If it's not your first time here, welcome back. This is the Are We Live podcast, and this is a special type of show where we do a song and a question. It's our song and a question series where one of us brings a song and then has a question that's tied to it. And then we talk about that for a little bit. Hope everyone's doing all right.
Yeah.
New week, new episode.
New week, new me.
Yeah.
Nice. Isn't it new week, same us? Isn't that something? Anyway. Shit, this is a good start.
Great start.
New week, different toilet. Yeah.
Same hoodie.
Yeah. Cool. So I'm sitting in the hot seat this week. So it's my turn. And yeah, we're going to get into my song. And here we go. So yeah, that was the first track off of Carlos Dino's album, More Energy Fields, Current. I played that mostly because I didn't feel like playing an Andre 3000 track from the new Blue album. But Carlos Nino had a hand in that album, produced a few of the tracks. I'm not sure which one, but I know he had a hand in the making of that album. But I really wanted to talk about life after music, basically. So my official question is something to do with, what does your life look like after music? Can you see that? Can you see what that looks like? And what does it look like if you can see it, basically?
Oh man, Alpha doesn't play games with questions, boy. Jeez. My brain immediately goes to, what was my life before music?
Yeah, so in context of, the reason I say Andre 3000 is because it's not really life after music, because he's now playing the flute, it's still music, but it's just another vehicle. It's just something else he was doing than he was doing before. He was rapping the whole time, and now he's playing the flute. He feels like it's he's grown up and grown sort of past what he was doing before. Mm-hmm. Now he's in a new stage where he's playing the flute. So it's still in music. So the question could be for all of us, it could just, you know, it could be another instrument. It could be another facet of music, but just life after what you're doing right now, which should define as music. What does that look like? Or can you even see it?
Yeah, I think definitely like as my career, as I get into my 40s and 50s, I'll probably be stop touring, maybe be the studio guy. But I sort of, when you first asked that question, the first thing that sort of came to mind was like being like Jack Black in School of Rock. Like, I imagine I would be like a teacher or something, like a fun teacher that sort of teaches in a weird way, like giving back or like running some sort of music, you know, weekend school or something. That would be sort of what I can imagine. It would probably still be in music.
Is it because you can't see yourself or wait? Is it like so attached to you that you're like, even if
I'll
figure out a way to still do it?
Yeah, like I can't imagine being like running an art gallery or like running a coffee shop or something. I think it'd be more like owning a building that had 10 studios in it.
Is that, and that's not because of lack of capability. You could if you wanted to. It's more so you wouldn't want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think I just love the people that want to be in music. They're like aspirational. You sort of want to, if I stop being the musician, I'd probably still want to work with people in that way, or just music in that. Because you, like, if it's teaching kids really basic songs, you can see it's fun for them. Or if it's like running a studio, it's probably like you're helping people realize their vision, making an album or whatever. But I think it'd probably be that, the giving back thing. Let's say the rule is you're not allowed to work in music. Like, if it's after that, because I imagine hopefully in my career I'd be like writing for film or producing more or having a studio and writing more. But if it's after that, it'd be still, you know, an element of like consultation, teaching or something.
Do you think you do any level of teaching right now? Like, is there an interest to teaching specifically or sharing knowledge? Like, do you do any of that in your everyday? Like, is that like your production approach? Because there's some people in sort of the music industry, there's a few ways to approach it. Some people would rather be like a magician where they don't show how they do things and they just want to be a maverick, and they don't show you everything, but they just produce stuff and do stuff. Whereas like if you're in a session with someone and someone asks you what you're doing, you might stop for a few minutes and go, oh, the way this works is this. You're essentially making your job less sort of necessary by sharing the knowledge of what you're doing, but that might come natural to you. Do you feel like you do that?
I do that. I like doing that. Like, yeah, breaking the fourth walls.
I know what you mean.
Basically, you know, I even did years ago, I did this like live on the spot beat making thing where I was doing my tricks and stuff.
That's true.
And people were like, you know, they took their tricks, because in my, when I was doing that at the time, I think it was like a confidence thing, but I was like, if everyone had the exact same skill set, then what could you make?
Yeah.
Like, if you were no longer barriered up by a, I'm so slow on logic, or I don't know how to do MIDI. Like, if we all knew how to do that, then how, what music would you make and you make? But I think it's, I can't imagine when my son gets older, I would love to like go to the primary school and do the music class or something. I can imagine that would be fun.
I think for me, it's identity that plays a massive part in that. And like, who am I without music? And what do I do without music?
That's kind of my question. Yeah. I was going to bring like a, I was going to create a situation where, you know, your voice box is done.
Or you lose your ability for music. Or your ears lose pitch. That does happen.
But I kind of want, I don't want it to be that. I want it to be like, you still have the peak of your, you can
do it,
do the stuff.
Which makes it more crippling.
Exactly. It kind of,
yeah, because like, you can blame if your ears don't work or if your whatever, you can kind of blame that and resent that thing happening for you to not be able to do your job.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you still have the thing and decide not to, or you can't do it, then it changes even more. Then it can be more brutal. I think, I think identity, man, would fry me. I don't know.
So you think you basically, you're struggling to see what you would do because you don't know who you would be?
Well, yeah. I think it's such a... Especially the older I get, and it's like anything in it. The longer you kind of in something, the more it makes up your entity and who, what you do, and how you think, and how you write. It's an outlet, yeah. And so I'd really struggle with like, who am I? What do I do? Am I fulfilled? Why am I not doing it? And I think especially because of the way that we've made music, us guys, like. I think the more I've kind of like, you know, I've moved country, do you know what I'm saying? I'm away from London and I've kind of looked back on my life a lot more.
Yeah.
And I've realised how ridiculous our group of people around us have been in regards to just like making music, releasing music, doing shows, all of that kind of is centred around our lives for the last decade, right? So I'm kind of going...
If that goes, what life look like?
Yeah, like what do I do?
But you've always talked about
I think that's out of choice. I think there's one thing of like leaving music because you're doing other things. I think music will never leave me ever in regards to like me doing it, but I think I want to do other things as I'm doing other things. But I think what Alpha's asking is very specific about not being able to do it.
Yeah, so I'm basically, so if I create a situation that, you know, your voice box ain't crushed or nothing, but let's compare it as if, let's say you're in a different line of work, teaching or whatever you do, and you get a forced retirement.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is for that, actually, the phrase is for that, mm-hmm. but you redundant. Know when like, yeah, made yeah. redundant. Let's yeah. say you get made redundant for music.
Yeah.
So you have your pension, you've got, you don't have to worry about, oh, where do I make money?
Right.
Ugh. But you just can't make music because you've got a forced redundancy. Do you know what I mean? So then what do you, can you see yourself just not being seen now and just kind of just
what,
like.
What would you do?
Yeah.
For me, I've got a few things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
That, but they're still to do with music. For example, I do like, there's like, psychology experiments I want to conduct, for example, like a, to see how music affects, like how vibrations of music affect the human body and stuff like that. I want to know how like music or sound affects people's moods, affects people's emotions, and whether it does, because I know that it does, in my opinion, but I want to prove that it does and exactly how it does, and then just to know, I don't even care to help society with that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Like, just myself.
Yeah, I'm just pretty curious. And yeah.
What about identity? What, right, do you...
The thing is with me, I'm just Alpha in it. So in whatever situation, like music is something I'm into. I like music. I like making music. It doesn't define who I am though. It might do to my family members. It might do to, you know, people around me, Alpha the musician or whatever it is in the industry. But I'm just kind of Alpha, like to me, like I can only feel what I can feel. I'm kind of just in my skin and it's just about what I'm doing outside of myself. So who knows, I might, cause I can't paint or whatever. I can't do that stuff right now, but you know, with YouTube tutorials, I'll just do it again. I'll just start YouTube tutorials. Yeah,
just start again.
I could write stories and stuff like that. There's going to be stuff. There's stuff I'm interested in, for example, like, I'm interested in stories, for example, like now I am anyway.
Like writing.
Yeah. Like writing, or just not even writing. I don't actually like writing, but just composing, conceptualizing
like,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
concept, coming up with a plot. Sorry,
So this isn't really about looking away your creativity. Yeah, it's just about
music.
Life after music. I can see it. Something would be missing, but I'd probably channel it, the creativity, some other way and do something else with it. Like I said, maybe the novel thing, but I wouldn't choose to, like, it's not realistic for me.
As in, music not being in your life?
Yeah. It's not realistic, but I can.
You can do it.
Basically, because needs must, innit? Needs must. And if you've grown up sort of in the environment I've grown up in, there's people that have put down their dreams every day. Do you know what I mean? There's people that can't do what they want to do just every day, that they have to give up on something.
Yeah.
And then they still have to make it work. They still have to, they still have to find like something interesting to do or something they want to do, or do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But why is it not seen like a carpenter? If a carpenter has been a carpenter for 25 years or a decade, they make money from selling their product. I suppose I'm going, why is it that like with music, because I suppose dream is a really interesting word. And I think like dream, we're very lucky to be in a position that we can live off of doing this, right? Extremely lucky. If you look at percentages in the world, already living in this country or in the, like, is already you're in the 1%, like you're already like in globally. Then in amongst that, we're now another level where it's like, we're doing stuff like playing music and people want to hear it and stuff and travel, all that kind of stuff. But I suppose at the same time is that the amount of dedication and sacrifice that we've made to this thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you said, we're lucky. So what I'm really asking is, if this is the 12-year-old that wants to be a football player, then breaks their leg at 15 and can't do it, their dream is done straight away. So what does that 15-year-old do for the rest of their life? They have a whole life. So it's not really a pensioner question. That was more so to try and, but it's more so if your dream, because we're living a dream basically, aren't we, like doing music, doing the stuff we want to do, but life after that, I don't know, I guess like J. Cole said before, like you kind of got to be delusional to a point where this is what my life is. I can't really see it.
Yeah.
Life.
Because if I do, then there's doubt. And if
because
there's
if
doubt,
I do, then it could come. Maybe the reason we are where we are is because there wasn't really ever any doubt. There's doubt in maybe ability wise, but in terms of like us, there's no doubt in terms of maybe I should stop this. Maybe I should give up. Maybe I should there's something that's driven us to have not stopped.
Is that resilience? But isn't that also just like environment? I think like what I'm realizing in Switzerland, I've moved to Switzerland, but what I'm realizing is that like the way that we grew up with each other, right, over this last decade, even just having other people do what you do doesn't make you feel crazy. It's normalized, like, because everyone kind of does it.
Yeah.
And so when I went to Switzerland, I'm talking to people and they're like, it doesn't seem realistic because it's not around. And I suppose like, even that's a bit is also in my environment for it to be nurtured and for it to be growing. Like, I think for me, having peers helped me just carry on doing it because it's around. It's like, it's not unrealistic. I'm seeing it around. And also like, if one of my friends does something, they can bring back information to me and be like, oh, maybe try it that way. Or that person works with that person. And it kind of like spreads and grows. So like, I think also that's a big thing for me is like, even with identity, like my friendships and my relationships, like starting point some of them is music.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, would you lose some communication?
Well, I think that happens in life and regardless, you make friends, you lose friends.
Yeah.
I'm saying that like, I think that you are made up, the idea of what a you is, like self, is usually made up of the yous around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of made up of like,
the five chimp theory.
Right, yeah. It's like you are made up of these people that you spend a lot of time with, that you, you know, interact with.
Yeah.
And that kind of forms, because it's all reactionary. Like we, us as humans, it's all reactionary. We just reacting with other human beings. We're interacting with other human beings. And so that kind of makes you up. So I'm kind of saying that like, I suppose my identity is in that.
That's interesting because like, I'm kind of the opposite in a bit because I've found way more resistance to the way I want to do things from outside forces and from people that's not me, basically.
Mm.
In life, I've found way more people not understanding
because it's what I want to do. Because it's an untrodden path.
Well, it's trodden by someone, but it's not trodden by everyone all around me. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
So
you're like an outlier in your...
Or just in terms of what I want to do, we might all be musicians, but certain things I want to do.
Yeah.
I may spend time with other family members who are not musicians and things like that. So the majority of people around me don't really get what I'm doing, but just kind of hope that it goes well for me. But like, I don't really get what you're doing, but cool, do your thing. So that's kind of formed my identity more. It's like, oh, I am just me. No one really understands, but...
Did that help?
Yeah, yeah. And it's helped to the point where, like I said, I feel like I'm just me and... Even if music does, the fact, like I love music sort of more than anything else, but if you take away the music, I'm quite confident in who I am as a person now that it's just like, well, even if I'm seen as this sort of musician,
interesting is whenever I meet new people, like I moved out of London recently, like been meeting these people at a coffee shop or something like that.
Yeah.
I go as long as I can without... Oh, well, I don't say anyone, but I'm a musician.
Same.
And it's so nice to be seen as a person. Yeah. Because, you know, you're similar to you. Especially moving to London, I was starting my career, so everyone I met was through music.
Yeah.
And so, like, you meet this person. Yeah. I mean, obviously, British, classic British. Oh, nice weather, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, like... It's like a challenge to myself. I'm like,
how long can I go?
How can I live up to my personality carrying me rather than the identity? Like everyone meets me now, even sometimes very rarely I get recognized somewhere on the tube or something in London. And like, it's obviously amazing because someone likes you straight away because they're a fan of you. But it's a weird thing I have in my head is like, I haven't proven myself to you yet.
Do they like me?
You just like me straight away. And that's the artist. I'm like a person beneath it.
So do you separate the two guys? Do you separate, is Jordan Rakai the artist and Jordan Rakai
definitely.
The
I mean, people meet me And they're like, what the fuck? This guy's super weird. but everyone knows that. I'm a weird person. But I definitely think I'm different. Like, I'm not an artist personality. But
what's that mean?
Well, this is hard to explain, but the artiste with an E with a little dash in it. is there a triangle? Or is it like a full stop something? But like, you go to these festivals backstage with a shared artist, and you can just tell the people that dress a certain way embody this sort of like ethos. Like, and my band and me and lots of people I know actually are just very normal. We're normal people.
Yeah.
And then they also at the same time are quite good at music, and they make music and play on big stages or whatever, but they're just very normal, down to earth people. And so when I meet someone in public and I'm just a normal guy, it makes me realize like I can be a non-musician. Yeah. And so that links to your question of like, what is life afterwards? I think it'd be fine on a social, like your thing of identity. I think I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'd be more just trying to, the workaholic side of thing, being like, what do I do? You know?
Well, I think that's what I mean. I think with identity, I think also like I treat music very much as a therapeutic thing.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I figure out how I feel through making it. As in like, sometimes it helps me figure out how I am and where I am and what's going on. So I think identity also plays into like, how would I, who am I? And I think, the normal thing is fine. It's funny that normal thing. I remember like we had conversations in past episodes about like having a thing. Remember that you were speaking about like not having a thing? You were like, I don't have a thing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, these other people, other artists might have a thing or a persona or whatever. I don't have one. And I'm like, I suppose it's the trade-off, right? The trade-off is that like, you sometimes live in a delusional land that might make them feel like, these artists feel like they have to be this way to, one, maybe to protect themselves because they don't feel like they're cool enough or they're enough if they don't have this mask of like, I'm the artist, I need to do something to like make it magical and like whatever. And I suppose you telling people the information of like, this is how you produce this thing and whatever, is because you've realized that you can have all the information, all the skill sets or whatever, but the music itself, that's what it is. Like, you can have all the skill set, it doesn't equate to it sounding good or it resonating. It's not about the knowledge. Sometimes it's not about the magic. It's just like circumstances, time and approach. And so I suppose even the idea of normal is interesting. Like, cause I definitely experienced that where you meet somebody and they're like in artist mode.
Yeah.
Or some people are just people, isn't it? Some people like, you know, they have their crystals and they they have their thing where everyone's got an aura or they have their thing. Do you know what I mean?
Some
people are literally like that. So not everyone's putting that sort of stuff on. Some people are quite naturally quite spiritual
they're the artists that people look at and go like, wow, you're like an entity. You're like an enigma.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think maybe the question is more, who else are you? Because we're obviously defined by our music and sort of who we are. That's become part of our identity, because that's what most of the day or most of our working days or whatever you want to call it, that's what we do. But is that just a facet of what you are, who you are? Do you embody it? And if you embody it, that means like we're sitting here and I know these people, we're sitting here and like someone's fire alarm goes off and they're like,
that could be a beat.
Like, there's just like, there's like everything is just music 24/7.
Yeah, like, I went into a building the other day, like where it's a whole building with each floor is like a different record label. And there was like artists in the lobby.
Yeah.
And I walked in and there was this girl with headphones on and she was just spinning around dancing in the middle of the lobby. And I was like, see, this is what I mean. And a massive black trench coat with like big sunglasses on. And she just didn't, this was just her, how she is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's living her best life. She's doing her thing. She's
a proper artist.
But if aren't you, I don't know.
But is that confidence though? Is that because one, she might have sold some records or she
It's just what music means to you, isn't it? Like, if I'm walking on my own, I've got headphones on.
Yeah.
And I'm just I don't think I'm normal. Let's put that to bed. I don't think I'm normal, but what I'm not is over the top creative in that way.
For the sake of it.
Not even for the sake of it. I don't even know if I'm over the top creative. I just think the way I absorb music is maybe different to like I could listen to the same song for a week. Do you know what I mean? On loop, walking. Yeah. I'm listening to the same song. If I'm on the on the train station platform, I just absorb music. Yeah. Absorb music differently. I just don't tell everyone about it. Like, oh, why not? Man. Because it's a very internal
personal thing.
It's very internal, isn't it? And it doesn't really. I can't profess to know how you take in music. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
So, but yeah. On that note, I think you guys heard this.
We have delivery coming.
The C sharp of the doorbell means our food's here. So we're trying to plan life after this podcast. So
The realities.
Perfect. But yeah, life after music. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to eat. Have a good one.
Peace.
Peace out.